My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 29th of September 2009 and the time is 2:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hello, my name is Pauline Skerritt. I'm 49 and I'm from a village near Saffron Walden in Essex.
And how are you feeling about going up on the cliff today?
I'm quite excited now. I've just been out there, it's very quiet. It's a lovely evening and I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you pleased with the time slot that you've been given?
I was quite pleased actually. I know it's a bit ridiculous, but I thought that being in the middle of the night, it doesn't give you, doesn't mean that you feel obliged to entertain people. I thought that it would be just a comfortable slot. If it had been 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would have felt much more uncomfortable with all the people watching.
And has the project made you feel like you do need to entertain people or not?
No, I don't. Not really. I mean, a lot of people have just sat there, but I would have felt uncomfortable just sitting there with a lot of people in a crowd, you know. I don't think, and I'm not a natural performer, so I really didn't want to do any sort of performance, you know. So.
And have you come to the square at all and seen other people on the
before? Yes, we've been up a few times. We came up Saturday actually, I've seen. I wanted to see sort of how high it was and then everything, get my bearings, and I've watched quite a bit of it on the webcam. It's been really interesting. You know, I've really enjoyed watching it.
What's it like to be on the other side of it?
When I come down, I'll be in a better position to tell you. No, it's been everybody's been very friendly, and I've been really excited about it actually. I know it's ridiculous, and everybody says, you know, you're mad. My moment of madness, but it's just something completely different. You're never going to get the opportunity again, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And do you remember how you first heard about the project and what it was that inspired you to apply?
I think I heard about it vaguely a long while ago, and then when there was a lot of publicity for the 6th of July when it first started, and I thought, well, that sounds like fun. I looked at the website and I could see that you could apply. It was just like a click of the mouse, so I just thought I would apply, on the off chance sort of thing, really.
And when you heard that you did get a place, what was your reaction?
I was really pleased. And then I said to my husband, and he said, "You must be mad. How are we going to get there?" And so I sort of didn't say anything else for, well, you had 4 days to apply, to think about it. So I sort of thought about it, and then I replied and said that I was going to do it. And then after about another 3 or 4 days, I said to Mike, "Well, I'm actually going to do this now." So it was, and then I sort of circulated all my friends. So it was.
And what was it that actually encouraged you to decide to do it and to actually take the opportunity?
I think it was because it's something unique, and I love London. What I'm going to be doing is about London, and I just thought it was, you'd never again get the opportunity to stand on the plinth in Trafalgar Square, will you? I mean, it's just it wasn't so much the art aspect of it. Perhaps that's a bit selfish on my part, but it was just, I just thought it was a unique opportunity.
And so what is it exactly that you will be doing?
Well, what I'm going to be doing is, I've got several friends coming up to see me, and I thought, as it was the middle of the night and they're losing sleep, I would like to not entertain them exactly, but do something rather than just sit there. So I've made some notes. I'm going to be giving a little talk, like a tour of Trafalgar Square, a little bit about the history and some of the monuments and things that you can see, and just a little bit of background, you know, sort of London tour. And I hope they'll find it interesting. And I mean, there's not many other people out there to bore, you know. And maybe some people on the... Well, I didn't want to gear it too much towards the web, because one of the drawbacks of this project, to my mind, is the fact that it's a little bit, you know, there's this argument, is it like Big Brother, because people are, what, you know, you're being watched the whole time. So I wanted to do something towards the square more than towards the internet, although I obviously realise that, you know, it will be going out worldwide, and it's not 3 o'clock in the morning everywhere, is it? So I mean, some people are going to be watching, but so hopefully they'll find it interesting anyway.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Well, because I think the history of Britain, England, is an important thing, and it's neglected a lot of times at the moment, and it's something that I'm quite interested in. But yes, because it's, you know, not a lot of people, it's not taught or anything anymore, and I just thought it would be something that I was interested in, that I could talk about. So I mean, I'm interested in a lot of other things. I mean, I play in a brass band, but I wasn't going to stand up there and play my brass instrument, and I wasn't going to stand up and perform. I mean, I really love the theatre. I go a lot to the theatre. I direct in amateur dramatics and things like that. But there was no way I was going to stand up there and, you know, I mean, I would have loved to have read Shakespeare or something like that, but I'm just not that confident a performer. So I just wanted to do something that I would feel a bit more comfortable with, you know.
And is history a subject you're interested in normally?
Yeah, I mean, vaguely, you know. I mean, it's not top of my agenda, you know. I mean, the theatre is my big love, really, you know. I go as often as I can, so, yeah.
And did you say you're involved in a drama group?
Yes, yeah, an amateur dramatic group,
and
yes.
What's your involvement with that?
Well, well, I do quite a bit of directing, and at the moment I'm involved in writing a pantomime with a friend, and we're going to be starting rehearsals next week for that for January. I generally do you know, directing or something like that with them. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm playing in the brass band. That's in Essex as well, so you know, I keep busy that way.
And does that take up a lot of your time? Do you earn a living from that?
No. It's just a hobby, really. But I don't go to work. I'm retired now, basically. A housewife. I don't know what, call it what you like, really. But I'm in a fortunate position. I don't have to work. So. You know, it's something that I enjoy, you know, so it takes up a bit of time, so.
And how did you become involved in the brass band and the
brass band I've played in since school, since I was 14, and my friends that are coming up today, I mean, I met them through it, you know, I've known them 30-odd years, the other, the amateur dramatics, my friend introduced me to. And it's just, I like to do a little bit of writing. It's only a very minor scale, but it, you know, it interests me. And that was about 15 years ago I started on that. So that's how I got involved. But unfortunately, neither of them are that close to where I live. So it's, I spend half the time driving across the county and back again. And also I work in... volunteer one day a week in the tourist office in Saffron Walden in Essex, which is near where I live, and they've just been voted the best tourist office in Essex, and they're lovely people and they work really hard, and it's lovely. I really enjoy that. It's good fun.
What do you enjoy about that?
No 2 days are the same. You get lots of different inquiries, you know, and you can. It's nice to tell people it's a beautiful, you know, market town, Saffron Walden, and it's nice to that people come to look around, and sometimes they want to go to London, and you know, I can help them with that, and as I say, the people I've made some quite good friends there, you know, the people are really nice. It's just a different environment, really, you know. It's very nice.
And what is it that you write about?
I've done a couple of pantomimes and a couple of sort of little sketch shows, really. It's just sort of reviews. It's nothing of any great import. I did think about writing a play or something a few years ago, but I've never sort of moved that on really, so.
Are you able to put into words what you enjoy about being creative and being involved in these various groups?
Well, it's a collective process, isn't it? You know, I mean, when you sit in a brass band, I mean, I play in a couple, and one of them, they're all my friends, and it's lovely. Another one is a much better standard that we meet occasionally, and to sit in the middle of a really good brass band, and hear that sound around you, it just makes the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. You know, it's a fantastic experience. And with the amateur dramatics, it's just fun. It's just everybody. It's nice to be able to ask people to do something, and for things to improve. You know, to be able to take. I mean, for example, a couple of years ago, I directed Much Ado About Nothing, and this particular group that I'm involved in never done Shakespeare before in 40 years, and they were all quite apprehensive about it. But we worked really, really hard on it, and at the end, we produced something really good. And two or three of them that who'd never had any experience of Shakespeare before, they're all fanatics now. You know, they go to the Globe 3 or 4 times a year, and it's really nice to be able to introduce people to things like that, you know, and something completely different that they perhaps wouldn't have thought about otherwise, you know.
Coming back to your hour on the plinth, do you have any expectations about what it would be like?
No, not really. Fortunately, it's not very cold. No, I'm just hoping. I hope there'll be a good view, and I just hope I'll be able to enjoy it. And you know, when I come down, I won't think, "Oh, I wish I'd done something else." Or you know, it's just an experience, and you know, you need to take advantage of experiences, don't you? You know, I mean, I'm 50 this year. It's in 6 weeks' time. It's quite a big milestone, you know. My mother died last year, so I've got sort of no real relatives left now. So, I mean, if she was still here, she'd think I was completely mad. But, you know, so it's just, I'm looking forward to it.
What's the impact that you think you'll have by going up and doing what you're doing, or what impact would you like?
Oh, I don't think I'll have any impact at all. It's impressed quite a few. Well, impressed. I mean, my friends, a lot of them think it's a fun thing to do. But I've got no illusions at all that I'll have any impact on anybody. I just hope I don't fall off. Well, there's a bit of a story behind that. I don't know if you've got briefly that twice I've actually appeared on stage. I was a pantomime horse, a one person pantomime horse, and I managed to fall off the stage onto the piano. And this horse was called Lightning, so all my profile is, are you going to dress up as Lightning? Because they all said that I should come and, but I wasn't going to go there. No pantomime horses on the plinth, thank you. No, I thought it might be warmer, but actually it's quite warm tonight, so that's not a problem. But I won't fall off, and I don't expect to have any impact at all, really. It's just for my own personal benefit, really.
And what is it that you would like to gain from the whole experience?
I think I've gained... I've certainly gained some knowledge about Trafalgar Square and the surroundings, and just some the enjoyment of, you know, being involved, and actually obviously it's made me more interested in the website and seeing I think I've gained from watching what other people have been doing, and some things are very interesting, and some things you think, well, why are they doing that? And you know, I mean, I've got great admiration for the people who've gone up there and tried to raise money for charity, and the people who've gone up and done some sort of performance. You know, there's been some terrific things. It's, you know, it's everybody's different. That's the whole point of the project, isn't it? You know.
Yeah,
Oh, for me, I'm afraid, because I just thought it would be a good opportunity to go up there, you know. So it's and 3 o'clock in the morning, frankly, you know, I mean, as I say, I admire the people that are collecting for charity, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't really an option, and it's a selfish thing, really, I suppose. But I don't know that that's a particularly bad thing. I mean, it's only an hour.
And you're obviously involved in various arts things. Have you been a participant in any kinds of projects before?
Not in anything like this, no. No, not really.
How would you describe your experience of this project so far?
Oh, it's been very, very good, very positive, very enjoyable, yes.
And one of the things that we ask everyone is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Well, my husband, obviously, Mike, my friends. I've got very good friends, and my life's changed in the last year. I mean, I lost my mother, my mother-in-law, and my husband had a major operation within 6 months of one another. So that was quite a sort of traumatic period, and we've come through that now. Mike's fine, and we're sort of moving on to another stage, you know. So it's a sort of, I feel that I don't have any responsibilities so much now. You know, we're looking forward to the future, really.
What would your hopes for the future be?
Nothing really. I don't know, really, just to carry on enjoying life, being happy, you know, trying to respect other people and, you know, be civil, you know, civil to people and help other people as well, you know. It's
what has your husband's reaction been to you doing this?
Well, I mean, he did think I was mad, but he's been very supportive. I mean, he's very good. He's very long-suffering. Yeah, no, he's been fine about it, actually. I think he's probably quite tired now, but no, I think he'll be glad when it's over. And but no, he thinks it's a bit barking, but you know, I think he once he knew I was going to do it, and you know, it was sort of feasible, and then he's been very supportive, so.
And it sounds like you've got a lot of support, friends coming down in the middle of the night.
Yes, I've got about half a dozen, 6 or 7 people coming up, so which is very good of them. So that would be nice to see some friendly faces.
And finally, if you think back to your profile on the website, you're asked to put 3 words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
Well, I just did them this morning, actually. Yesterday morning, I put "must be mad," but because I couldn't really think of anything witty or succinct to describe myself. Yes, so I could have put 3 a.m. plinthers unite or something like that, couldn't I? But yeah, because it's funny, because when you go on the website, I always look at the 3 a.m. one. but no, I wouldn't. I'd leave it to other people to describe me, I think.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a great hour.
Thank you very much.